Welcome to the Forever 31 podcast. This is your host, Lady B, and we're back learning to be defenseless. In part one episode, I gave you some helpful tips and tricks, and now I am going to really go a little bit deeper in today's episode. And what we're really going to spend time on is responding versus reacting. Did you know it was a thing? The difference between responding versus reacting. Which one do you normally do? I know that this challenged me, and I hope that it does the same for you. So if you want to learn the difference between responding and reacting as you're learning to become defenseless, then you want to stay tuned. You ready? Let's do it. In effective communication, when we're responding, both parties are heard. So we just talked about that with the sharing, right? Both parties have an opportunity to be able to give and take, right? Give you my thoughts, take away your thoughts and what you're, and then I take away what you share with me. So I'm giving you my point of view, I'm giving you my perspective, I'm giving you how I feel about the situation, right? And then I'm taking away how you feel. I'm taking away what you would like to see change. I'm taking away the feedback that you're giving me, right? That's responding versus reacting. It's more wholesome. You see the energy, the vibe is not even on attack. When you learn to become defenseless, the vibe is different. It doesn't even hurt. Like when we're in defense mode, it's hard. Y'all know it. It's hard work because you're tight. Your posture is tight. Your shoulders are tight. It's like you're already set. You feel it emotionally, physically. It just feels like work. It feels hard. It feels difficult. Yeah. But when it's in a mode of responding, it's easy. Even if it's a difficult conversation, it's still easier to do when you're responding, right? What else when you're responding? Both parties walk away feeling respected and valued. That is so key. If we don't feel respected in a conversation, we say, you know what? I'm not going to talk to these people anymore. I've been there. In fact, when I have instances where people have come to me for information, come to me for advice, whether family or friends, and I've given it, but it wasn't. It was the way that they asked that made me feel disrespected, that made me feel undervalued, wherein I've decided I'm not giving this anymore in this space. You no longer deserve anything from me because I've been made to feel like what I'm giving you in the moment is underappreciated. What I'm giving you in the moment is not received. What I'm giving you in the moment is not valued. And then I walk away feeling, not feeling respected, right? And it's consistent. And so in those moments, it's ineffective communication. And I've made a commitment to not react. I don't want to react, right? And I want to be defenseless. I want to defend. That's where I'm coming from with that. When I say defenseless, that's why I'm making it two words. Defenseless, L-E-S-S. I want to defend less, right? I don't want to have to do that all the time. So in my learning of that and in my commitment to myself in that, the only way I can defend less is to remove myself from those situations. And so I've started to do that. And until I'm in a space where I feel like with those persons, I feel respected, I feel valued, and then I'm ensuring that I give the same thing to them, I've removed myself. Right. And so it's a similar thing. That's the way you have to deal with it, because otherwise it's ineffective communication and you will find yourself reacting. And then here's the key point that I want you to walk away with today. One of the keys. When you're responding, right, and you're learning to defend less, you can respond to the request that's being made. What do I mean by that? You could take action on the request that's being made. What do I mean? Well, say the other person, for instance, my husband shared with me several years ago about feeling like he was always, everything I had to say to him was negative. And he wasn't hearing the positive things from me as often as he was receiving the negative. And by negative, it was something like, hey, babe, you need to fix XYZ. Or, hey, when you did this, you said you was going to do this and it turned out this way. In his mind, it was, he was always hearing of something, how he underperformed versus hearing when he did something right. And that was hard to hear, right? And it hurt me because I didn't want him to feel that way, of course. So that hurt to know that I was inflicting that sort of pain on him and those feelings on him. That hurt to know that I caused that. But because I was responding, I was able to receive what he said and take action. So I legit started reading on how to communicate effectively. I started reading books. I also started seeking out and I started doing research and finding videos on communication. And I did what I needed to do. And then I started using my emotional intelligence as it relates to my husband, right? Because at the end of the day, yes, there are researchers, there are tips, there are experts like myself that give details out and to give you strategies on how to move. But at the same time, it's up to you to apply it to the way that it fits you, right? So I had to take that information and apply it to my marriage. So I had to use that emotion, use my emotional intelligence and say, how does my husband, in what ways does my husband like to receive information from me? How have I noticed that he best, like, in what ways does he better respond when I tell him things? And so instead of it coming off as you didn't do da 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 da, I would celebrate something that he did right. If I needed him to change something, right? So I'd be like, hey, you know, I've started noticing that you've made changes to XYZ. And I would see him light up when I did that. I would see him respond and react differently when he did that. And I would say, instead of saying comma, but, right? Because no one likes to hear that, because that comma, but, it kind of deflates what you said in the first place. So I don't like the comma, but I'd say, I like the way you did this. You did a good job with this thing right here. Is there any way we can change this piece? Or is there any way to apply that over here? Or celebrating? I made sure I was celebrating the good moments. And then not only, you know, saying something good and then getting the need out, but I also started just celebrating the good. Hey, babe, thanks for, you know, taking care of this thing that I asked you to do. And even if it was trivial, maybe like folding clothes, just saw that clothes was just in the basket in the way. And he knows that it's a pain for me. Maybe if I have to, you know, find the boy's clothes in the morning, it was just like, I wake up in the morning and clothes are folded. Wow. Thanks for taking out time to do that, to help it. Yeah. We needed to put them away, but I knew that it took time for you to have this done before I woke up. Right. And so celebrating, and what that does is saying, I see you. I see what you did. I value the time that it took you to do it. So I'm acknowledging that. And then not only that, but I'm sincerely, I need you to know that I'm grateful for it, right? So that's a way, a real time or real life example of me responding, right? And taking action. So now every now and then I slip back into that. And so I catch myself, and the Holy Spirit also reminds me, hey, 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 like I'll hear it like, hey, watch it. You getting back to that place, because I don't want to go back there. And so if I feel like I'm getting back in that space, I try and find ways to celebrate him more, because not just so that I don't get back to that negative feedback phase, but just because he deserves it and he deserves to hear it. And I want to have a healthy marriage, right? So I want to encourage you to do the same thing. That's my marriage, but it could be best friends. It could be parents. It could be on the job, right? You want to find a way so you can take what the person is saying, take what they're saying, and respond. And take action on it. Because if you don't do it that way, then the person will essentially walk away feeling unheard, and you'll keep doing the same thing that you were doing that caused the conversation to occur in the first place. Take my example I just gave. If I did not listen to him about the negative feedback, if I was in defend mode, I would have been like, well, you don't do, and you don't ever. And if you would just, right, then I wouldn't need to, right? Then that would have caused me to continue to do what I was doing as it relates to negative feedback. Then number two, create a negative space where it doesn't feel safe. So now he doesn't feel like he can come to me and tell me stuff. Because if he does, what's the purpose? I'm not going to change it. I'm just keep doing what I want to do and prove how I'm right. Number three, it's going to leave him feeling undervalued and disrespected, right? He's going to walk away not feeling respected because what he tried to give to me in that moment, it wasn't give and take. It was just me, him giving, and I didn't do anything with it. I didn't receive it and I didn't take action on it. So it would have left him feeling empty, unheard, unrespected and or disrespected, and it would have had me in the same defensive space. So now when he would come to talk to me, I will already be on ready, set, and in defense mode, and it would continue that cycle, right? So we want to make sure that we're learning to defense less. So let's bring it home. So your takeaway points for today, because this is going to be a series on defending and learning how to become defenseless. Today, we talked about reacting versus responding. And we wanted to focus on learning how to respond versus reacting. Because if we are reacting, then we're not hearing what the person is saying. We're not taking action on what they're saying. And we're not listening, right? We're not listening at all. And so in those moments, we're doing ineffective communication and we're not responding in a positive way that can allow us to take action. I want you to take this. I hope that you find it helpful. I hope that you can apply it to your daily life, right? Again, it's not just meant for relationships. It could be any place of communication where you can be able to make sure that you're upping your game. Okay. I just want you to know that I'm so excited to be back. Did I tell y'all that already? I'm so excited to be back. So be on the lookout for some things that I have going on. If you're not following me on social media, you can find me. Listen to the outro at the end to be able to see where you can find me. The biggest thing that I have that I'm so excited to share with you all is I have a girls trip. Yes, I want to invite you ladies on a girls trip. My bestie and I, hey girl, we have a brand together called Simply B-E. And so we've merged our brands. And so they're really reflective and they're meant to be about empowering women to be the empresses that you are. And so we're hosting a retreat in Tulum, Mexico in October of this year. Baby, dust off that passport. We outside. So it's all inclusive, VIP luxury style. Sis, it's 4 days, 3 nights. You do not want to miss this. We have some mini workshop plans. We're going to be doing some meditation, and we have some bougie giveaways to give y'all. Y'all already know how I roll. So it's just going to be a vibe. It's an experience, sis. It's such an experience. And the goal is really for rest. I need you to come sit down somewhere, because the boss that you are, you're always doing something. Come sit down somewhere. Let us pour back into your spirit for a little bit. We're not going to take up your whole trip, because we don't want you to go to Tulum, be stuck in a workshop all day. Baby, no ma'am, because we want to live too. So come on here on this trip, get poured into, come network with other women, like-minded women, come walk away getting refreshed and renewed, and get some bougie stuff to take home with you, and just be ready to close out the year. Because right after that, you know, you got to host Thanksgiving, you know, you got Christmas coming. So let us set you up right so you can kick off the new year 2024 with a bang. Okay. So if you want more information with that, follow me on my social media pages so you can DM me and figure out how to get involved with it. The payments are due by the end of August. So sis, we only taking a few of y'all. We're not trying to do a whole lot, because we want it to be an intimate space. We want you to enjoy it. So come on, come get on this trip with us and find out more. So I hope to see you there. And if you have any questions or concerns, or you want us to talk about some things, shoot me a line, email me. Let me know that you're thinking about me. I hope that you find it helpful. Remember to live life with passion and compassion. Until next time.
You've been listening to the Forever 31 podcast with Lady B. Hit her up at ladyb@forever-31.com. Find us on our website, thebernadettecosby.com. That's spelled thebernadettecosby.com. Find us on Facebook. Also follow us on Instagram at The Bernadette Cosby, all one word. Don't forget to rate us wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, live life with passion and compassion.